Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Anyway, so this is about Joe Biden. Now, previously I was saying it was likely that Joe Biden was going to win. I was given about a 55% chance, but I got to drop that down to 40% because he's been glitching. He's been getting a lot worse, brain freezing, getting muddled up. I mean, everybody mixes words up sometimes. I do that a lot, partly because I speak very fast. But he's doing this a lot in public, in set pieces, when he's had a script and messing it up in the most embarrassing possible way. Think of the context, the 75th anniversary of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization could scarcely be more august occasion. And as some people have observed, he's 6 years older than NATO is. And there he is with President Volodymyr Zelensky. And he accidentally calls him Putin. Ouch. You just called him the name of his deadly enemy. And calling Kamala Harris Vice President Trump, and on and on. So difficulties moving. Parkinson experts have been to the White House, so he's showing some symptoms of Parkinson's. Now, I know that can leave you mentally unobtunded, but physically impaired, or vice versa, or it can both attack both, but looks to me like it's attacking both. I mean, he's 81 and otherwise in good health, like he's not overweight. You know, he jogged onto the stage 4 years ago for his where his electoral speeches. I was so worried he's going to fall. But, you know, 4 years can be a long time in the life of an octogenarian in terms of health decline. And if he's this bad now, what on earth is he going to be like in 4 years' time? Republicans have been saying he'd give him some sort of injection, like, what, cortisone or whatever, to perk him up, to gin him up before these public appearances. I don't know if that's true or not. But even if it is true, then it's even worse most of the time. So it's very troubling. And a lot of Democrats have come out publicly calling for him to call down major, to stand down major donors, George Clooney and so on. Now, publicly, most of the top Democrats have been supportive, but I sense that's through gritted teeth. Like Nancy Pelosi, formerly Speaker of the House of Representatives, gave him the most muted possible endorsement, while damning with faint praise. I suppose she wants to be able to row back on that if he himself bows out. And obviously his wife, Dr. Jill, she's defended him vociferously. But surely they realize it's very difficult for him to go on. I mean, now Obama's held his wished. Likewise, Bill Clinton's kept his peace, at least in public. But they're both younger than he was, and they were president some time ago. Surely it's time for him to step aside. As I say, I would like him to go on. I prefer him on a bad day to Trump on a good day, because he's not completely malevolent. Now, Biden is evil in his way about other things, but Trump's evil on just about everything. Even, you know, to give the devil his due, Trump is good on one issue, but for the wrong reasons. Nevertheless, Trump has saved some children. He's only doing it for entirely cynical reasons, but it still hasn't had a positive effect. Perhaps I shouldn't care he's doing it because he's actuated by self-aggrandizement. Yeah. Nevertheless, it has a good effect. So, yeah, the more people come out against him, it's going to be very difficult because Republicans say even his own side says he's incapable of carrying on. Now, I suppose some people have held back because realizing if you ask him to stand down and then he doesn't, is a lot harder for him to win. But the softly, softly approach of whispering in his ear, doing behind the scenes, is not working. Now, the worst possible scenario for the Democrats is leaving him electorally wounded, but nevertheless still the candidate, and then almost sure to fail. So their best case scenario is he stands down now and they get an outstanding candidate to replace him. Because if he stands down with a week to go, that's too late. The public have already made up their mind. Trump seems like a certain winner. The public don't really have the time to think about whoever the next person's going to be. Kamala Harris, if you don't have her as the Democrats' nominee, does that look really bad? Does that seem anti-Black and anti-Asian and anti-female? I mean, I don't think it does, but some people will perceive it that way. So if you talk about Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, to take over, who publicly said, no, Biden shall carry on. But I'm sure he doesn't believe that. He's not a complete irrationalist. Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. There are a few other possibilities. Two women on the ticket. Would that be too left field? That wouldn't bother me one whit. Incidentally, no, I'm not an American, so I don't have a vote in this. But yes, it does impact the rest of the world, especially if you're on the receiving end of a cruise missile. But I would be happily vote for a ticket with two women on it, or two any sort of people on it. I care about the policies, not the demographic categories into which people fall, however many people do play identity politics. And Trump, who's his vice presidential pick going to be? I reckon it's going to be Tim Scott, actually, so he can't be called anti-Black. I mean, Tim Scott, he's got a certain affability. He's got rhetorical ability. He's a very glib debater. He has his virtues. His policies are rebarbative, but that's another matter. So if Trump stands, I think he's only got a 40% chance of winning. If Biden stands, there I go, I'm Bidening it. If Biden stands, I think he's only got a 40% chance of winning. But if the Democrats would persuade him to step aside, and somebody else who's 20 years or more younger than Trump is the Democrats' standard bearer, then it's Trump's health is under the spotlight, that he's mentally and physically not up to it, which he clearly isn't, for all sorts of reasons. This COVID survivor, there's someone who's morbidly obese, who gets muddled up all the time, who's just raving, who's really deluded, who's completely incoherent. So someone a generation younger than him would really highlight Trump's medical inability to discharge the presidential duties. He's been like that for years, taking that test of cognitive ability when he's president. Why on earth would he need to? There's been talk about Biden doing it. So if Biden could secretly do it and then only release the results if it were positive for him. On the other hand, people say, yeah, well, that was rigged, that was fixed, which maybe it was when that United States Navy admiral, that doctor, had it done with Trump. But, you know, they both need a team of gerontologists to sort them out. But will Biden stick with it? And I'm giving it a 50% chance that he will go on to the end, because there's no, I'm going to go on. There's not very much longer left. You know, there's not even 4 months till the election, to the first Tuesday in November. So there's just enough time for the Democrats to select someone who will then be crowned, as it were, at the Democrats' convention in August. But to make this as clean as possible, could just one person go for it? But Biden said, well, you can run against me and see what the convention says. Yes, but all those delegates, they're already pledged to him, over 90% of them or something. The only way around this is somebody steps aside. But the Democrats may not manage this tidily. It might be an unseemly fight over it, with several people vying for it, because an opportunity came up which still a few months ago they didn't think was there. The Republican press, no doubt, exaggerating Biden's mental disabilities, but there are mental disabilities nevertheless there. There are there in both. I think Trump's a bit worse. Now, put my cards on the table. Yes, I am very much against Trump politically, but I'm still striving for objectivity on this one. So yeah, Biden's got a lot worse in public, and that's why it's very worrying. So there's just enough time to turn this around. If you leave it much beyond August, it's almost too late. And then I suppose the Democrats are better off carrying on with him. So I'm worried about Trump's presidency because of just his sheer malevolence, because of his rampant dishonesty. Over 20,000 lies are misleading statements made on the record whilst president. You know, this is just, machine gun mendacity. It's very hard to keep up with the refutation of all these untruths he's telling you, the way he's going to betray the Ukrainians and the United States owes to the Ukrainians to help them out because of the Budapest Memorandum and so on. That he's just so erratic, that his instinct is to brown nose the cruelest tyrants in the world. He fell in love with Kim Jong-un, one of the savagest and most bloodthirsty ogres of a leader in the world, and that's who he instinctively kowtows to whilst wanting to throw America's allies to the wolves and so on. Just an absolute ignoramus, someone without the cognitive faculties to be able to do even a simple job, nevertheless be commander-in-chief of the mightiest military in the world. So there are all sorts of problems with Trump. He'd obviously try and unpick the Constitution, and obviously very nearly succeeded in his coup d'etat on the 6th of January 2021. Well, we shall see. What do you think? Will Biden go for it? If so, will he be reelected? Is he mentally capable of carrying out the functions as president? One thing, if he won the election and then stepped down the very next day, would it be Kamala Harris? I mean, right off the election, before they get together, the Electoral College, I don't know. I know if he takes that presidential oath, if he stands down, you know, a minute after Kamala Harris takes her vice presidential oath, then she is the vice president. And the Republicans will say, vote Biden, get Harris, if this ticket goes ahead. I think, you know, for the sake of continuity and ballast, they would need to have her still as vice presidential candidate. If the Democrats get somebody else who serves one or two terms, Kamala Harris could still be president, but not for 4 years or 8 years from now. Well, thanks so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.